And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of November. Today is World Kindness Day, a day to consider the capacity that kindness has to bridge the divides of race, religion, politics, gender, location, and species. The mission for this holiday is to inspire individuals to create a kinder world. Studies have found that acts of kindness are linked to increased feelings of well-being. Kindness has been shown to increase self-esteem, empathy, and compassion, and improve mood. Acts of kindness start a ripple of change that can literally transform lives. Animals need our kindness. Every day, each of us make choices. We can choose to hurt or help, to be cruel or kind. This World Kindness Day and all year round, we can extend our kindness to some of the most exploited and vulnerable among us, animals. The daily choices that we make at the dinner table, the grocery store, the mall, and everywhere in between can have life-saving impacts on countless animals. On this day, Jane Goodall and Mark Beckoff ask us to respect all life, live as part of the animal kingdom, educate our children to respect animals, treat animals as you would like to be treated. Be a steward. Value the sounds of nature and help preserve them. Do not harm life in order to learn about it. Have the courage of your convictions. Act knowing that your actions make a difference. And act knowing that you are not alone. November 13th is also National Hasty Pudding Day. It's a great day to serve up this traditional New England dessert, a cold weather classic. In the 17th century, English colonists brought hasty pudding to North America. Although the English made the pudding with wheat flour, the colonists used what they had on hand, cornmeal. Since the indigenous peoples had kindly taught the colonists how to cultivate corn, the crop was readily available. Before 1900, most American cookbooks included a recipe for hasty pudding, sometimes called Indian pudding. To make hasty pudding, bring the following to a boil. 2 cups non-dairy milk, almond, soy, or coconut will work best. 1/4 cup molasses, 1/4 cup cornmeal. 1.5 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, and a dash of salt. Simmer while whisking until the mixture thickens to the point that it is the consistency of frosting. Pour into a casserole dish oiled with coconut oil and bake at 300 degrees Fahrenheit for about an hour or so until the edges are brown. And enjoy. The first episode of the Exam Room podcast, hosted by Chuck Carroll, was on this day in 2017. Dive into the science of your diet. Learn how a humble blueberry can fight cancer, or what the longest living cultures in the world are eating. Every episode is packed with facts that will raise your health IQ and boost your nutrition knowledge. The weight loss champion, Chuck Carroll, is joined by Dr. Neil Barnard, founder of the Physicians Committee, and other leading doctors and dietitians. Unlock the secrets to living a longer and healthier life and how to fight diseases with every meal. Some of the most recent episode titles are How to Heal Your Thyroid Naturally with Dr. Neil Barnard. Do vegan diets really require careful planning? Dr. Matt Nagra sets the record straight. And Ancient Wisdom for Modern Health, Age Like a Yogi with Victoria Moran. With 710 episodes and counting, the Exam Room podcast has something valuable for everyone. And here's a poem for today by Edgar Guest, Kindness. One never knows how far a word of kindness goes. One never sees how far a smile of friendship flees. Down through the years, the deed forgotten reappears. One kindly word the souls of many here has stirred. Man goes his way and tells with every passing day until life's end, once unto me he played the friend. We cannot say what lips are praising us today. We cannot tell whose prayers ask God to guard us well. But kindness lives beyond the memory of him who gives. Kindness by Edgar Guest. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that your kindness could change someone's life for the better.